From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Larry Rulison reported in the Times Union earlier this month that Charter Communications is being forced to spend approximately $15 million during the next few years to upgrade the cable TV and internet system in and around Chatham as part of a deal with state regulators. The upgrades will cost about $6,000 per customer, and Charter must foot the entire bill. The upgrades are required as a condition of the State Public Service Commission's approval last week of the company's $55 billion acquisition of Time Warner Cable. Charter currently only serves two small pockets of customers in New York, including approximately 14,000 customers in Plattsburgh and 2,500 customers in Chatham and other parts of Columbia County. The company's Chatham system is notoriously antiquated, according to Rulison, with analog TV service that does not support video on demand and no internet. A Charter spokesman said, as a result of the merger, the Chatham customer base can be connected to Time Warner's cable network. The Time Warner merger deal is still awaiting federal approval. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that the long-delayed Prattsville Commons project is moving forward and developers hope to break ground this spring on the convenience store and gas station. The facility will offer gasoline and diesel fuel, and the store will sell standard items, according to Prattsville Commons partner Al Criezo. Criezo appeared at a recent Prattsville Planning Board meeting and presented a proposed subdivision of the property being used for the project, located on the west side of Route 23 over Schoharie Creek, just past Fairlawn Cemetery. The subdivision was approved, but blueprints must now be okayed by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. The project has been on hold for several years, dating back to 2010, when the town gave conditional environmental approvals. Criezo said he and his partners, Sam and Vince Nativo, will spend an estimated $1 million on the project, connecting to the town's sewer system, tapping a private well. He said, and I quote, "We're looking to invest in the community and have a successful venture. This has been in the works for a while," end quote. Criezo expects Prattsville Commons to be open by Labor Day. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that State Republican Chairman Ed Cox officially announced on Tuesday, February the 2nd, the party will hold its convention this year in Buffalo on March the 4th. The party said the primary purpose of the convention will be to select its candidate to challenge U.S. Senator Charles Schumer. County chairs, committee members, elected officials, and candidates will also gather to discuss the upcoming presidential primary. Presidential campaign representatives will be in attendance, the party said. In its press release, the state committee highlighted Buffalo's long history with the Republican Party. The Buffalo Convention of the National Republican League in 1848 laid the groundwork for establishing the party, and one of the earliest Republican state conventions was held in Buffalo in 1888. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the village of Philmont is losing its only bank. Depositors were notified on Saturday, January the 30th, that the Key Bank, located at 120 Main Street, will be shuttered as of April 29th. A bank representative said several factors are considered when a decision to consolidate is made, including customer use of the branch, possible access to other branches, and customer banking service preferences. Mayor Clarence Skip Speed was not surprised at the news. Speed said the village had some experiences with Key Bank and moved its business to the Bank of Greene County. Village trustee Doug Cropper said he had not heard anything positive about the bank closing in April. Lorraine Jones, a resident of Richardson Hall, which is located less than a block from the Key Bank, has lived all of her 81 years in Philmont. She said the entire village is upset about the bank closing. Jones said, and I quote, "It's going to be very different for everybody. I was at the senior center and they're up in arms. Nobody knows what to do about it. The village has mostly old people in it. It's very, very difficult for everyone," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And for our final story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that the State Assembly on Tuesday, February the 2nd, talked paid leave again, debating for the fifth time legislation that would extend 12 weeks of paid time off to employees who cannot work because they are caring for a sick relative or a newborn child or dealing with issues that arise from a family member's military service. The debate comes as Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing his own family leave proposal. As for why the Assembly would take the legislation up now rather than wait for the budget deal, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie expressed some concerns about Cuomo's proposal as it stands. Hastie said it is sometimes good to have multiple options for legislation available to the public at the same time. He said, and I quote, "If we just waited and waited and waited, we could end up getting a version of the bill that may sound good on the surface, but not really do what the families of this state need," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region for today, Wednesday, February the 3rd. Rainfall may be heavy at times late Wednesday morning into the afternoon ahead of a cold front, which may result in localized areas of poor drainage flooding. As for today's forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain mainly after 7 a.m. with a temperature high near 53 degrees. There will be a south wind at 14 to 18 miles an hour with gusts as high as 33 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Wednesday night, rain before midnight, then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 1 a.m. with a temperature low around 40 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Wednesday night is 80%. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7.06 a.m., and the sun will set at 5.12 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 6 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the third day of February 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.